Welcome to Calvary Church, where we are dedicated to loving God and loving people. If you want to know more about us, please check us out online at calvary.ca. Now let's check out this week's message.
Hello, my name is Vince, and welcome to the final week in the Power of Connections series. I hope you enjoyed the previous weeks and you were able to grab something out of it that helped speak to your life in a way where you knew that connecting with something greater or connecting with people or having connections was a value to your life. This kind of wrap-up week talks about the power of connections as it relates to your health and your soul, your spirit, this mental parts of yourself and your physical well-being. And of course, when you need someone to motivate you on physical well-being, who do you call? You call Vince McLaren. That's right. It's a week of kind of diving in on the things that bring joy and how to kind of keep regenerating that spirit of joy, that thing that goes on the inside of you, that intangible thing that can't be taken away regardless of health and circumstance. That renewal of joy, and it's speaking to your body, speaking to your soul, speaking to your spirit. There is a premise that I need you to follow in order to have today make some sense. Now, from my Christian worldview, there is three parts that kind of make up this human experience. Your body, this physical meat, my cells, my skin, bones, all the rest of that. My soul, which makes up my emotions, my will, my intellect. The parts of me, someone will say, I've heard it a number of times when someone has passed, if you've had an opportunity to go to a memorial and people will talk about that person's body and they say they're just not there anymore. It's just like a shell. And in many ways, it's a fantastic definition of this body, soul, spirit. We see, well, that body part is still there, but the part that makes them them, that spark of life, isn't there, and that eternal aspect that you just don't feel it's present anymore. And we're able to distinguish between these body, soul, and spirit. I go to a small group on Wednesday nights, and not everybody believes what I believe. And so differing worldviews, some people believe that, you know, when a body passes, it's just, well, you just turn into dirt and that's it. And other people believe you jump back into the cycle and keep spinning around and have another go. And you get to believe whatever you want. But from my Christian worldview and speaking from the perspective of Scripture, I believe there is a body, a soul, and a spirit. So today kind of hangs on looking at health in each of these areas and ways that maybe you can reinvigorate those aspects within yourself. So premise one, you're made up of body, soul, spirit. Premise two, that you can't accelerate any of these things for long on your own accord. You need to have other people in the mix, body, soul, and spirit. There is an old adage that you run faster alone, but you run farther together. It's an old African proverb. And the premise being that you can make bibs and bobs and make quick changes all on your own, but in order to run the big full race, it becomes easier to do it in a team. And so, the scripture would talk about one can set 1,000 to flight, but two can send 10,000. That there's a multiplication of effort by doing the journey with somebody else. And this is kind of the power of connection as it relates to health, and whether it's in your body or your soul or your spirit. Running with someone else makes the whole thing just a way better. Okay, we're going to jump right into a couple things. Premise one, and moving along through the scripture, we read in 3 John 2:5, and it says these things. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. That's the New International Version. Others read, live in health and prosper, even as your soul prospers. It's this connection of living well and that you be doing well as your soul does well. Live in health and prosper as your soul prospers. When we think about the power of connections and having someone come alongside you, the scripture says this in Ecclesiastes 4, 9, and 10. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them fall down, one can help the other up. But pity someone who falls and has no one to help them up. This is a picture of my buddy Troy. Troy and I were at a hockey game a couple months back. And as this was just before the new year. And heading into the new year, we got in and talking about this prayer and fasting series that we're going to be doing to start off the year with this 21 days of prayer. We got talking about you interested in doing something, and I'm thinking of maybe going trying to cut out sugars as part of the fast, trying to find something to discipline your body. And Troy's like, yeah, I'm thinking about doing this. And I'm like, that sounds good too. So we did it together along with his lovely wife Alicia. We eliminated sugars. We focused in on proteins, and we jumped in on this on a diet that eliminated the bulk of our sugars. Well, every week Troy would connect with me. He's like, "Man, how's your fasting going? You behaving? You're not eating those sugars?" And I love me some sugars. Coming off of Christmas time when it's all eggnog and shortbread, I just got sugar coursing through my veins. And having someone come alongside you, having a partner in the journey to say, "Hey, man, are you behaving? Are you staying true to what you committed to yourself?" And for me, to say to him the exact same things. I'm doing good, and I found this cool product. I was at Save-On, and I found this thing, and it seems to fit all the restrictions well. And great, let's in and try that. And we're able to bounce ideas off of each other. You can do it, man. Oh, man, it's been a hard week. I don't know if I could make the whole 3 weeks. You can do it. And having somebody come alongside you for that kind of level of encouragement makes me think, this part of our body is worth the pursuit. It's worth the protection. It's worth the investment. Now, I'm not always one to optimally take care of myself. And so this last number of years, I've been trying to look at that a little more. A fun side project is I've been trying to take in a bunch of walking since August 2024, making sure I get my 10,000 steps a day, rain, shine, snow, whatever comes in between, getting your 10,000 step minimum. Was out to lunch with my family. We were chatting it up at the restaurant, and my youngest son, Max, jumps in. "I bet you I could walk 1 million steps in a month." And we're like, "You're insane. This, no way you're going to do that." We try and be encouraging, but then there's pragmatic, reigning in insanity. "Okay, then," he says. "Well, I bet you I could do 500,000 steps in a month." So beginning of February, this month, we jumped in, and the family, for as many people as wanted to jump in, everybody who completed their 500,000 steps, we're going to go out for a nice dinner. Try to have something alongside that our bodies are important, that this is a temple of the Lord, and I should treat it with some respect. Now, this goes in with believing that your body is connected to your soul, is connected to your spirit, and that these three things work in and together. You see, when I run my body down, and maybe I don't get enough sleep, maybe I'm not taking care of myself right, it affects my soul, it affects my spirit. And I believe these things interplay with one another. So trying to take care of myself, am I, successful in every endeavor with this? No, but I'm trying to point things more and more into the right direction as this comes out for Sunday, I'll be at about 450,000 steps for the month of February, and I still have a week to go to make sure I hit my 500,000. Been working to try and hit this goal, and having people do it with you, the power of this connection, because I don't want to be the guy who like made commitments and then flaked out. Like that's just not how I want to go down. And so I'm trying to set the way. I'm trying to be an example. I'm pushing ahead. It's like 10 o'clock at night, and you know, hey, do you got your steps in today? It's like, nope, guess I'm getting my shoes on and trying to get some more steps in. It's this understanding that body, soul, spirit, and I'm going to live in health as my soul prospers. So how does my soul work in with my body? How does my soul work in with my body? Two are better than one. Having someone come alongside you is powerful. What is my soul? Live in health and prosper, even as my soul prospers. Why does the scripture make that distinction? Even in Hebrews 4:12, God's word is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. From my Christian worldview, I see this physical part of me, body, and then my mind, my emotions, my will, my intellect, these intangibles that make me me and that make you you. How am I to live in health and prosper as my soul prospers? How do I rejuvenate? How do I take care of this part of myself? My understanding, again, from the scripture, I come back to John 10:10. And Jesus said these things: I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. But there's a little bit of verses before that. So Jesus coming that I could have a full, abundant, overflowing life in body, soul, spirit. But just leading up to this, it says, the thief comes to steal and kill and destroy the things that suck away my life, my soul. The devil roaring around like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. The thief coming to rob, kill, and destroy. And then Jesus saying, I have come that you would have life and have it fully and have it abundantly. Something that stirs inside you, that makes you you, your soul. And Jesus coming to make sure that was full and abundant. I had this epiphany several years back. As I was scrolling through in social media, this would be in the mid-20 teens, and this thing happened to me where I was like scrolling through on my social media, and I'm literally spending my life watching someone else enjoy their life. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. I'm spending my life watching you enjoy your life. And it was a real turnaround for me in my social media journey. Everybody's at a different spot. Live your life. I don't get to judge on that. But for me, I knew that something was stirring inside of me. Vince, stop using your life to watch other people live their lives. And so we started doing some fun things. We spent a year with some friends. We were making our own content talking about wasting lives. And part of the way along the journey, here is one of the things we talk about: refreshing your soul. Refreshing your soul comes in all shapes and forms. I'm going to go through a few, but this one really tickled me. I was with my buddy Rob Lazio. He's a 315-pound, like, hunk of manly manness. He is muscles and big. When he hugs you, it's like getting enveloped by a bear. It's a beautiful thing. And so we decided we were going to jump in and join in with a women's synchronized swim team. Here's a video on that. See, Rob and I were joining in on women's sports as men before it was trendy. It was just this funny evening of jumping in to do something crazy and enjoy your life. I'll tell you, I felt refreshed. It was just something fun and zany. And these types of things in life where you need to have your soul restored. You see, the thief comes to rob, steal, kill, destroy. But Jesus came that you would have life and life abundant. I often think about, what is heaven like? What is this eternal time with the Lord about? Is it just a never-ending worship service? And I'm like, I don't think so, because God gave us this life to enjoy. And there is, so I think heaven has some reflection of that. I think there's opportunity to learn crafts. I think there's opportunity to skydive. There's an opportunity, when I think of what heaven is like, why did the Lord just create so much stuff for us to enjoy? And so instead of watching other people enjoy it, you enjoy it. You enjoy the good life too. A couple weeks ago, I got to spend some time in Hawaii. Five stars, do recommend. I tell you, when I came off that plane and the heat hit me, I felt God's presence hit me. Woo! Just the warmth of being in that Hawaiian sun. When my body went into that salty Pacific waters, warm, I felt rejuvenated. I felt God's presence. We went on this cruise together. Here's a little shot of us, you know, in and hanging out. We went on hikes. We were out for dinner. I was eating, you know, going to see lava and eating lava cakes. I tasted and saw that the Lord is good. Amazing time. Getting refreshed, though, doesn't necessarily mean a trip to Hawaii. It doesn't hurt, I will say that. But you don't need a trip to Hawaii. Getting that vitamin D from the G-O-D, feeling refreshed. But there's other ways of in and... See, it's not about the tropical paradise. It's like Jesus saying to the thief on the cross, today you will be with me in Hawaii. He said paradise, but it's really similar. There's an opportunity. It wasn't the Hawaii, it was the reconnecting. I had a fantastic time with my wife. Just the connecting and the power of connection and refreshing of your soul. But then I came home and there was literally a 30 degree Celsius difference. I came home to -8 and left in the mid-20s. When I came home, I went to a dinner with some friends. We had this fantastic Valentine's gala. Here's me with a picture of me with a couple of buddies. You see, the connection part also filled my soul. I didn't have the tropical sun. I had some friends around me. The power of connection rejuvenated my soul. I was there in a tuxedo, and my friend Soye was there in a tuxedo as well. We were in and hanging out, and I feel, you know, as I'm getting older, I'm feeling less like James Bond and more like Gold Bond, Gold Bond medicated cream. And it's working through these feelings of, like, it wasn't the Hawaii, it was the connection. It wasn't a dinner and hanging out, it was the connection, sitting at people with people at my table. And it was the family day weekend. These are just things that happened last week in my life. It was the family day weekend. Here's a shot of me and my family. Just the in and around and connecting rejuvenated my soul. It filled me up. It refreshed the inward part of me, the reconnecting. This is me and my buddy Dave. He flew in from Michigan, same weekend. This is all stuff in the last week. My buddy Dave flew in. It turns out that if you eat a Honey's donut in Deep Cove, your soul will be refreshed. There's something powerful about reconnecting with friends, spending some time in nature that just speaks to your soul. Having your soul rejuvenated. I have come that you would have life and have it abundantly. I genuinely think Jesus wants you to enjoy your friendships. Jesus wants you to enjoy some good company. The power of connections will rejuvenate you. Then that last Sunday, I was hanging out with the connections team, and we're serving, whether it's the coffee, or we're at the Welcome Center, or the ushers out in the parking lot, or greeting at the doors, serving people rejuvenated my soul. It felt good to be a part of something big that God was doing. Having your soul replenished. Hawaii was awesome, but you don't need Hawaii. A dinner gala was awesome, but it's not the dinner gala. Family time was awesome, but it wasn't that. All of those things were the power of connections. Some time with my wife, some time with my friends, some time with my family, some time with my coworkers. Rejuvenating and recognizing I need people in and around me to make this journey worthwhile and fun. The scripture lays it out this way in the power of connections. It says in Hebrews 10, 24 and 25, "Let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another." So even in Jesus' day, as Paul writes these things, he says, even for him and in this time, don't give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing. You see, drawing away and isolating is a big step. It's a no-no in your mental health journey, in your health journey. Pulling away and isolation, it makes me think of the story in Genesis, where God coming down, Adam and Eve in the garden, "Where are you guys?" And they knew they weren't quite at a right place. And so they said, "We were afraid and we hid. I was afraid, I was naked, and I hid." I was talking with a friend at church just last Sunday, and we were talking about this. I said, like, "Thank you for not giving up on me." And they had been away for some time. They said, "Thank you for not giving up on me. I didn't feel like I wasn't quite like myself, and I knew I wasn't quite firing on all cylinders. I wasn't on track, and I knew where I should be, and I wasn't, and I was ashamed, and it made me withdraw." And I'm just so glad that they're back on track. You see, withdraw and isolation, the power of connection is being in and around and with and through people and drawing on their energy. When you're strong and they need your strength, they draw on it. When you're weak and they're strong and you draw on their strength. So in any of these scriptures, the two are better than one, Ecclesiastes 4. Do not give up meeting together, Hebrews 10. This is the power of replenishing the soul, the power of connections. And finally, spirit. Body, soul, spirit. The big one that ties it all together. While we were in Maui, of all places, there was like 40 turtles on the beach, and it was a beautiful sunny day, and we were soaking up some sun and enjoying ourselves. And Deb said, sees this man. I think it's a random guy, but it wasn't. She's like, "We're going to call him Dr. Bob. Dr. Bob!" The doctor at the hospital where she worked. "Dr. Bob, what do you do? We're in Maui. What are the odds of two people who work at the same hospital being in Maui?" He says, "Actually, I'm here 6 months of the year." So that's pretty awesome. He goes, yeah, you know, I was working my way through life, and I knew I needed to shake things up. And I spoke with a mentor friend of mine and tried to get his opinion on some things that I should be doing. And he said, you need to unstress, simplify, and connect with your faith. So I'm not a church-going guy, but started coming to, you know, Hawaii with my wife, and I recognized that I was exchanging wealth and status and prestige, these things, for health. He says, so I come here for at least it's the 6 months of the year. He goes, I'm going to church. I wasn't doing that, and I'm going to church. And actually, we've got a few great friends there, and we hang out together 3 or 4 nights a week. And so he's all tanned and looking beautiful, and you know he must be in his early 60s, and he just looked great. He said, I don't even carry my cell phone around. I check my email on Thursdays. Just to kind of, you know, see what's up. I have no idea what's really happening in the world. I connect with people. I connect with God. And he goes, I'm a coach at the high school. I coach track. I coach track at the local high school, local Hawaiian high school. And it really made me think about spirit. Connecting back in with the Most High. He said, I'm leaving hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table. And I'm the happiest I've ever been. It wasn't the money. It was the connection. I'm connecting with people in a real, genuine way. I'm connecting with faith in a real, genuine way. I go back, you know, to Canada, he said, and, you know, work as I need in order to, you know, keep it all afloat, but I'm healthy. And it was just such a moment, a recognition that sometimes the rat race is not worth it. Live your life. Get off the social media. Live your life. Instead of watching someone else live it, you live yours. Live your life. I've come that you would have life and have it abundantly. So what does health look like? What does living in good health and prospering look like? I don't know all the nuances for you. I know working to have a healthier body, eating a little better, getting a little exercise, sleeping a little better. I know getting your soul in a right place, enjoying life, finding things to serve that are bigger than you and your spirit, connecting in with the name above all names, the name of Jesus. You have a spirit, and it is meant to connect with Jesus. John 16:33, these things I have spoken to you, that in me, Jesus is saying, in me you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. In me, you may have peace. Body, soul, spirit. And not being able to do it without the power of connections. I hope you're able to grab something of today and really just chew on it a bit. Chew on it this evening, chew on it this afternoon, tomorrow, this upcoming week. Lord, am I healthy? I want to be healthy. I want to be healthy in the same way as when my body is not rested, I don't feel right. That same thing with my spirit. When it's not quite right, I don't feel well. The same thing with my soul. I want to feel well. I want to feel healthy in every level, body, soul, spirit. Lord, reveal to me how to do that. Let me pray for you. Jesus, I thank you for your word, which speaks life to us. Lord, you are setting people free even now, and who the Son sets free is free indeed. Lord, the troubles of this world, we ask, Lord Jesus, you would give us your perspective. We want to live healthy before you in our body, healthy in our soul, healthy in our spirit. Lord, we want to stay tight with you. We want to be connected more and more with you, Lord. Reveal to us the things that we can do to help bring that about. Lord, grant us the discipline to take care of ourselves a little better. Lord, put those things on our mind that would rejuvenate our soul. Father, when we want to walk in all of these things, that we would just be a little bit more like you each and every day as the example of health and wholeness. Father, we're grateful for this time, and we're believing for great steps ahead because we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, and Lord bless you.